The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The status quo discourse says there is something fundamentally wrong with sex. We live in a world of conversations attempting to control the source human instinct, the power to procreate. Welcome to Sex and the Divine Design with your host, Mookie Okon. It is the original divine design that ensures the continuation of life. Get ready for an enlightened discussion. Now, here is Mookie Okon.
Welcome back to the latest edition of Sex and the Divine Design. I'm your host, Mookie Okon, also known as your orgasm's best friend. Oh, I nearly slipped up there.
Wow.
And I have to say, that wonderful singer is Mihirangi, our wonderful Mihirangi, who is in the final top 12 of New Zealand's Got Talent. Go, Mihirangi. We are voting for you.
Okay.
And so you can go to my website, thepussytalks.com, for education, experiences, and so much more. So welcome to my guest today, Kyle Wynn. He's my coach. And we are going to have a conversation, an interesting conversation. And the topic is Woman, the Portal to Peace on Earth. And I've invited Kyle here to assist me really in a report from the field in some ways. You know, it's the end of the year. It's like the end. This is 2012 thing is happening. And a little bit about Kyle. So from the first engagement in an orbit, that's what his coaching program is called, an orbit, Kyle's incomparable coaching method sustains itself in the very being of clients and does not wear off. Rather, his work with others unfolds, expands, and wears on. So welcome, Kyle.
Oh, hi, partner.
Welcome, Kyle. Thank you so much for being here again. And we began here, wow, in the very first session.
Yeah.
About 30 or so episodes ago, and we're completing the year, even though it's just the fifth episode in the third series, of Sex and Divine Design, and we're actually being broadcasting to the world all of this year. How extraordinary is that?
Congratulations. That's very good.
And, you know, I haven't got the latest update, but there's over 200,000 plus listeners growing who are listening to this show, or, you know, you can download it from iTunes. You can go to the Voice America Sex and the Divine Design site and listen to it anytime and share it with your friends. So thank you for all of the listeners out there that have been doing that. I love you so much. And obviously people in the world are hungry for the incredible information and the wonderful guests that I've had on here.
Exactly. And if everybody that has already been listening texts a bunch of friends right now and tells them to tune in, if only one of those friends tuned in, that would be 400,000 plus, and so on and so on, up to about 70 million people when this will tip at a point, and the tipping point is 70 million people.
Oh, I didn't know that was a figure.
That's a figure.
We're going to go for that.
Yeah.
So that's really part of why I'm doing this program, is to see how multimedia broadcasting can touch all of humanity with Shakti, with the power of woman and the healing power of sex and the divine design. But, you know, to continue this program in 2013, I need support from listeners like you. You know, you can download and share and all that good stuff, but if you want to be mentioned on the program and on my website, there's very reasonable rates. You can contact me at info@thepussytalks.com. And you can reach over 200,000 people also with what your vision, your mission, your services, what it is that you're up to in the world. You could be even really extraordinary in networking, and you could help me get some sponsors for the program. And you can actually go direct to the website, www.thepussytalks.com, and just give a donation to continue this into 2013.
Yeah, own it. Like, you like it, you're listening to it, you like the material, you want to support it, keep it on the air, contribute, like tithe to woman.
The portal to peace on earth, that is what we're going to be speaking about. Well, we speak about it quite a bit, really.
Yeah, I think that's about all we do.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the e-card that I sent out, I talked about how woman is white wire. You know, I've had a lot of wonderful Maori extended family members on this program that have added a beautiful dimension from their tradition and their culture. And so I've just been on an extraordinary ceremonial medicine journey in New Zealand, in Aotearoa. And one of the words that we learned is waiwaia.
Waiwaia?
Waiwaia.
Why not? Waiwaia.
Waiwaia describes, you know, the sun glittering on the waters, or I would call it like prana shakti, energy rustling the leaves or stroking the cheek or fingers caressing through the hair. Waiwaia is used to describe indescribable beauty. All of those moments of presence. And we have many of them in our sensuous universe.
I think I'm having one right now.
You're having one right now. I just had to say, you know, woman is waiwaia.
Well, you are the waiwaia of woman.
Thank you, Kyle.
It's true.
So I have found a wonderful, wonderful little quote from Swami Shivananda Saraswati. You know, that's like part of my world also.
You know. He said, you know,
it
like,
is.
Like they know. They probably do if they're listening.
If they've been listening to all, yeah.
Yeah.
So Swami Shivananda was an extraordinary, extraordinary enlightened teacher who was a Western-trained doctor, but he was the first guru or teacher in India that had people from all of the world's traditions coming to see him. And so what Shivananda says... And also, he's the teacher of my teacher, Swami Satyananda. But Swami Shivananda says, women are manifestations of the Divine Mother, Shakti or Kali. In ancient days, there were many siddhas, that means women who could do miracles, gyanis, that's the capacity to inquire within, viragis, they're women who've given away all attachments to anything but the present, bhaktas, the devotional women, and advanced yogis among women. By their purity and perfection, they could do miracles. Women are the backbone of society and upholders of spiritual values, as there is a peculiar spiritual instinct in them. They have natural, inborn divine qualities. Women are dynamic forces on earth, and if they are inspired, the whole world will be inspired. So I thought that was a very fitting theme to begin this conversation with, because, you know, women, we birth.
Yes.
That's our gift.
And I thank you. I wouldn't be here otherwise.
That's right.
Yeah.
None of us would be here. It's like pretty extraordinary when you...
Yeah.
You really think about it.
Yeah, that's a pro-life statement.
It is, totally.
Yeah.
And so we have this capacity to birth not just physical children, but that is just the most extraordinary miracle. But we can, when we as women are happy and inspired, just as Shivananda says, then we can birth peace on the planet. We can birth human beings and give our gifts to humanity as empowered women, which encompasses everything that we are.
Yep.
And yep. So as a portal to peace, you know, so people ask me, well, with this pussy talks thing, first of all, there's the name, the pussy talks, you know, why use that name?
It's my fault.
It's your fault. That's right. It is totally your fault.
I know.
I'll blame you.
Okay.
But it was really an opportunity to, I would say, provoke and provide a space to allow all of your feelings about the feminine and the pussy and all of the words that are used for that space to arise so that healing can take place. And that's for women and that's for men as well, to allow all of the things that have got clouded over
right.
can arise.
Well, pussy is slang for...
the vagina.
Right.
The vulva. I mean, there's many names. There's the technical medical names and then all of the slang words.
Right. So Pussy Talks was born out of what if the part of humanity, the only place where humanity keeps coming from
and
on
back
Earth,
to, and back to,
could actually say what it would say if it could talk. That is the genesis idea behind calling it Pussy Talks.
That's right.
Is that the portal of peace, woman, could actually say what that would say. What is that that would say?
So definitely something about... or a lot about the preciousness of life and the preciousness of the capacity to birth and to create.
Yeah. On a global scale, I'm wondering how could that get heard through all the noise of war?
That is a huge task, really.
That is why sponsors shows like this.
Ah. Say more about that.
Well, this is a voice, and it, if you listen, it's a very feminine, sweet, calm, serene voice, although that cadence and that volume repetitiously put on the air now has, from nothing and no sponsorship and no advertising, over 200,000 people listening and growing. It's a constant growth of interest and attention. So maybe this is how that voice gets heard, through all the noise, because the other media and everything else is covering conflict. And I think one of the things that isn't currently compelling is there's no conflict in the space of woman.
That's a that's why
it's my channeling why who I'm with. You can call it back at you, but there's a harmony built into the abstract nature of being woman, and getting heard, I think, is the breakthrough.
Yes.
And so I really encourage you to keep going with the show and keep gathering the mass of listening. And you listening, I really encourage you to own this show and to reflect your ownership in sponsoring. So this can, at this critical time in humanity where 12 indigenous people did predict that sometime around now, December 21st, 2012, that a new era of being on Earth for human beings would emerge, and some have called it the end of humankind and the beginning of humanity. And in that future, clearly woman will reign.
Yes.
It's not because she's dominating. It's because it's the design of the design.
Yeah, so I can in all my travels, like wherever I go, what I've noticed is that women are so hungry for real education about their body and their sexuality that's been missing. But also women everywhere, like really stepping up and expressing themselves, not from the point of view of being victims or anything like that, but sharing through their own victories in their own empowerment and sharing what their gift is that they came to contribute, how they're really making an impact in their local communities. And some of you might have heard the interview that I did with Moiwai a few weeks ago. She's the Maori carver in Aotearoa in New Zealand. For instance, she, through her carving and her own journey of healing and learning her own traditions, is now sharing that skill and that talent with much older women who've experienced sexual trauma, for instance. So rather than feeding into the trauma side, bringing forth their self-worth and self-love through her gifts as a woman.
Yeah. What woman's nature has to say is deeper and goes way beyond the pain and suffering y'all have experienced since being on Earth. There's a spirit woman to represent in this body that you do, like most of us brush our teeth, we have a habit. You represent that spirit woman every minute of every day, and that's a 3-year report.
A 3-year report?
Since I've known you.
Oh, okay.
Something,
it's a 3 years.
It's something like that.
Okay.
Two, maybe three. But there's a natural who you are in the matter that was why we connected and went to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it. This voice getting heard is it. And it's not Mookie Oaken, the identity's voice. It's the realm of woman taking its place on Earth. As soon as that happens, peace is built in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
And you know what? What comes up when you speak about that is, you know, one of the things that I love to share when I'm, you know, going about on my travels and programs, and what I see is the lack for women of a balance between internal focus and external focus. And so you were speaking about all of the places of conflict. So there's something in being a woman has it naturally, but it could be lost in there because of survival, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely have a capacity when we have a balance of our inner and outer focus. I think that was the biggest transition for me as a woman.
Yes. And one of the biggest breakthroughs in the developing world in solving poverty and issues like that, the breakthrough occurred when what all those areas have in common is the oppression of women. And when you lift that oppression and give them rights and let them vote and run for office and go into business, kids get fed, education systems go into place, things happen that woman naturally sees needs to happen for the perpetuation of life itself.
Yes.
And
And then we give men an opportunity to participate and support in that then.
Yes. I mean, we're clearly included in woman. We're the last three letters of the name, woman. So there's a ridiculous, I think it's evolutionary, I don't think it's personal, but currently, and there's been an era of celebrating the last three letters of what we are, and as woman, I am much more whole and complete than I am as mere man. And every woman that hears me say that nods their head. It's and that's proof. It's like, you don't have the support of women in your life, good luck.
Good point. And so, what is a portal for peace? That's an interesting... Well, it's almost like I feel, you know, the, when I use the term the feminine or when we use the term woman, it's a principle that's actually in creation, and woman is the external manifestation or the embodiment of it. And so I really see the portal is, you know, when we're completely in accepting and loving our whole body, like the whole body of a woman, and being in a woman's body, including the whole genital space. And, you know, I like to say to women, your whole body can become your pussy space.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're just walking erogenous zone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something about being and loving and owning and being at peace with that as a woman that then has us be that in the community. I mean, like, be the portal for peace in our community.
Yeah, I think why you're finding women wanting to know more and more about their bodies is you can only be responsible for what you do know about. So there's a natural needing to take responsibility for what it is to be woman. And I've got this body, and it feels like this, and I've got these stories about how I've been treated with this body. But the depth of woman will prevail. It's just, are we going to appreciate it in our lifetime is all that's at stake.
And that's what's going to make all of the difference for our sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters and
mm-hmm.
all of our extended family.
Yeah, that's the legacy to leave.
Yeah.
That's being left with or without us. I think what we're dealing with is our own state of awareness and consciousness. But the designer of the design of this wasn't kidding, and this is really working well. And the birth rate is still trumping the death rate, no matter how many mass murders and wars and tsunamis and earthquakes there are. And there's ever-increasing amount of all that, there's still more births than deaths happening. So if you just take into account where you're living, what you're part of, we're all part of, or we all are humanity, depending on how you want to play in that game, you want to know the statistics and what side are you on, and the side of life is winning. The side of controversy and conflict and fighting and strife is only winning a current rating war in media. So death by starvation isn't headline news, and there's tens of thousands of children unnecessarily dying every day from that condition, but it's not newsworthy. But a few thousand people dying in a hurricane or dying from a bomb or a plane going down, we'll get headlines for a few days. So it's where we're at as humanity is how I perceive that. I don't think people should be different than the way they are. But as soon as they wake up, like Homer Simpson, you know, dough! As soon as you have one of those epiphanies and you see things like you've never seen them before, your interest and what your attention is on shifts. So there won't forever be a market for conflict.
And now, like right now, is the greatest time when people have been able to share their own media and stories and so forth and so on. So
yeah.
That's why the whole thing of multimedia broadcasting is so important as the Pussy Talks.
Exactly.
To reach out like a beacon of light.
That's, I think, really what you want to have people get when you ask them to sponsor, is they're sponsoring, yes, this show staying on the air, but that's the beginning of a movement, a multimedia, multidisciplinary movement for these conversations, for this education, for this awareness, to literally get broadcast 24/7 to a minimum of 70 million people all day, every day. That is the energetic attention span required to flip humanity on its own axis. As if we wanted to get in harmony with what the Earth's going through, its own cleansing, humanity will cleanse itself simultaneously with the Earth cleansing. I assert programs like this are part of that cleansing.
And so, you know, the vision and mission of the Pussy Talks is to facilitate profound sexual well-being experiences, producing outstanding educational programs, high-quality multimedia resources, and providing a global network of sexual healing centers dedicated to transforming lives through enhancing sexual well-being. And there's so many people hungry for, like, real knowledge and education, and I just want to acknowledge every woman out there. You are an image maker. What kind of impact are you making in your home, your family, your work, your business, your spiritual community? What's the thing that's missing for you as a woman?
And if you have any answers to that or any questions for us, please call.
Very nice. So before we go to a break, I want to let everyone know how to contact Kyle, because you do offer a complimentary session for to see if it's a match. So Kyle's email address is impact2012@cox.net. That's impact2012@cox.net. And
thank you.
My pleasure. And then I also wanted to let you know that I am seriously needing an administration assistant. I can barely say it. An administration assistant who's passionate about the mission and vision of the Pussy Talks. And you can read more about what I'm seeking, you know, the kind of people I'm seeking, at www.thepussytalks.com. And also, because we've been talking about the topic of the pussy, you can also go to that website, and I have two wonderful, wonderful publications that I've created that are colored photographs of all of the different genital anatomy types of women. And I also have one of the different types of men, because that's pretty extraordinary also.
Stocking stuffers.
Stocking stuffers.
And everybody should get one for everybody they know.
And you can even get it for your iPad, your iPhone, your iPod.
Your eye anything.
Your eye everything.
Yeah. Can you get it for your Android too, or just your eye so far?
Just the eye so
okay,
far.
Okay, well, go out.
Eventually, you know, we'll catch
as
up.
As you sponsor, there will be more
See,
tools.
I need people to help me to get all this stuff out there. You wouldn't believe the resources I have in my little office back home in Phoenix here. And so also you can call my executive producer, John Missel, at 480-294-6419 if you want to become a sponsor of this program. I'm really appealing to you all, to over 200,000 of you out there right now. Help me to continue this program in 2013 and be the lighthouse for humanity, thepussytalks.com. And you can always be mentioned on the program and on my website for very reasonable rates. You can contact me, info@thepussytalks.com. And I'm sure a lot of you are extraordinary networkers. Whatever country you're in, like wherever you are, maybe you can just help me get sponsors for the program. That would be awesome. And I always love to hear about your comments about the program. I've had in my trip to Australia, I had quite a few people come up and say, hey, you know, I listened to your program. I downloaded into, you know, my device. I listen to it when I'm driving around in the car. So you can give those files to your friends too. That would be totally, totally awesome. And so we're going to go to a break. So you are tuned into Mukhi Okan on Sex and the Divine Design with Kyle Wynn and Woman, the Portal to Peace on Earth. We'll be back after the break.
Go Mihi.
Go Mihi.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Go to www.thepussytalks.com now for your programs and services. Begin your journey. Enrich your world and your sexual well-being. It's the shortcut to success, sexual energy mastery, and beyond. Do it now. Mookie is waiting for you. And if you want sexual well-being for humanity too, you're invited to contribute your unique skills to this private, nonprofit foundation. We need volunteers and interns for research, multimedia, admin, and more. Go to www.thepussytalks.com now. Humanity needs you.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Sex and the Divine Design with Mookie Okon. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@thepussytalks.com. Now, back to Sex and the Divine Design.
Welcome back. This is your host, Mookie Okon, your orgasm's best friend with Kyle Wynn, and our conversation is about woman, the portal to peace on earth. And once again, that's Mihirangi. You can look at Mihirangi on YouTube. You can see her extraordinary performances.
Awesome.
In New Zealand's Got Talent. There for free. Just Google her in YouTube.
She's amazing.
So, she certainly is. And we just had an extraordinary time in New Zealand in... It was just magic, and incredible healing and lots of good stuff. And so I might as well mention our next ceremonial medicine journey in New Zealand is February 17th to March the 7th, 2014. So you can email me at info@thepussytalks.com if you want to put your name on the list to get on the bus, because there's only 20 spots and they're going to go quick.
Oh. 20 and there's over a year before it happened?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So before the break, we were having a very interesting, unwinding conversation. So I thought I would like to begin this part. You know, I used a particular image in the e-card that was sent out for this session, and I'm holding up a mandala. I went to a mandala painting program to celebrate my birthday in July, and what I produced was the Sri Yantra. So Sri Yantra is known as the abode of Shakti, the abode of the feminine. It's a traditional mandala, or a yantra. It's a symbol that's in the collective unconscious, and it represents the masculine and feminine. It represents everything in existence, and there's a special experience that happens when you gaze at the Sri Yantra. But there was a book published very recently called Sri Sundarya Lahari, Surge of Beauty. And it's a compilation of sutras by Adiguru Shankaracharya. And it's his experience of Shakti. So it's not a theoretical book. It's about his experiences with Shakti, with the energy of the feminine. And so he describes the worship of absolute consciousness in the form of Shakti, in the form of the feminine. And it's beautiful the way he terms that the feminine, or Shakti, is the luminous nature of spirit in its female aspect. And he goes on to describe that Shakti is that which has the potential to create and manifest beauty. When people create, they are revealing their Shakti. Shakti is a pure, vibrant energy at the core of each and every object in the manifest and unmanifest creation. Shakti is inherent in all existence. And Sri Yantra is the sacred mandala and mansion of Shakti. So the Sri Yantra reveals the root matrix of creation and the divine design, the divinity within. So he's really describing everything, our like full capacity as a woman.
Hmm.
And
it's his experience.
And his direct experience.
Wow.
And
awesome.
And he was a, you know, priestly, so he wasn't engaging in like physical sexual experiences as we know them. He was able to, through the level of his awareness,
yes,
engage directly, like it's like a direct experience of Shakti.
Yes.
And so
no distractions.
No distractions. No distractions. And so one of the reasons why I call this program Sex and the Divine Design, because there's so much more. I mean, you know, our physical experience is absolutely extraordinary. And when a woman gets fully in touch with her full capacity for orgasm and expanding her luminous being and her luminosity, then that's healing, like that's just healing on the spot wherever you're standing.
Yes. It's hard to be in a bad mood in those moments.
Well, that wouldn't exist.
Well, that's the point.
Well, it would exist, but it wouldn't matter. Like, that's just that moment.
But in those moments, I don't think you have a bad time.
No, you wouldn't have a bad time.
So if that was the only moment you were in forever.
Yes.
Which would be...
You could be able to write it down, or like this man did.
Yes.
Yeah, so I love that book. I'm just like, I start reading it, and then the commentary that Swami Satsangi did just brings it alive and into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sharing my love of that.
I'm watching Sundara
you make
Lahari, love with these men.
Surge of beauty.
I'm watching you make love with these men who wrote something down from their awareness. And as woman, you're able to be with them while you talk about them. Like, if you could all be here, this is an amazing show. Being with Mookie, being with these men is like crazy great.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's common knowledge that woman can do that. I think man projects their reality on woman, and it's all about me and what I'm feeling, and it's contained with my body, and it's, you know, mine's better than yours, bigger than yours, you know, whatever that has been. And then I'm watching this woman be with these men she's not physically with, but they are in the room, and they're present, and there's pure connection and joy and appreciation. And I just find it fascinating that a man put to words what a master like you knows intimately what he's talking about.
And then the beautiful thing is that satsangi.
There's hope. If man can write this down,
yeah,
man doesn't have to pretend to be dominant.
Yeah, and I think, well, and I think all that stuff that you said about man and projecting and dominance, and that's just a stage that...
I know, it's this piece of evolution
we're in the
middle of.
It's just a stage of growing up.
And the patience of woman, I think, is another thing.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That's amazing.
Yes, so it's like it's the evolutionary path that's built into our anatomy and physiology, into the body.
And it's not exclusive to female. That's the distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Woman is accessible by all.
Yes. Say more.
Well, I said it before the break. As I saw the word woman, I recognize I'm included. M-A-N is the last three letters of the word woman. So I don't have to be different. I have to be same. To get along, I get to own being part of woman. As man, I get to be woman. And that is a breakthrough in awareness and relating and knowing myself. And it keeps the separation. There is no separation.
Mm. Yes. So that was one of the beautiful experiences and gifts of being, you know, in with all of those Maori elders and extended family, is their language encompasses oneness.
Yeah.
And all of the prayers that are chanted, you know, for instance, when the baby's in the womb, and all of the ways that the young men learn in the traditional way to be with woman, and you know, clearly there's like lots growing up there in that culture too, but it's really great image making. So for all of us not born into that tradition, when we meet it, it like just pierces what pierces the body in a way that like whatever you're holding on to is instantly released, and there's like no stories or anything with it. It's just energy is moved and energy is released. And I'm sure some of the listeners have heard that with some of my interviews when my Maori guests have spoken some prayers. Mm. And you can even hear it definitely in Mihirangi's introduction to the show too. So it's extraordinary how we just like weave.
Well, I don't think there's an accident in the theme of this session where woman, the portal to peace, that Earth became Mother Earth in the way we talk about Earth. There's a mother, there's woman in relationship to the very place we exist, and the elders and the indigenous people, not just in New Zealand but everywhere, have this very intimate, profound relationship with Earth as mother, and they nurture naturally that. And as we lift the veil of ignorance and consider that there might be something like climate change happening, as the temperatures rise and so does the sea, it would follow, I think, that the indigenous people, again, that have been oppressed, would be brought out of the background and into the foreground of what they take for granted is what we need to learn.
Mm-hmm. So it's that reverence for I like to call it the abundance and fertility of the feminine, that is this earth, grandmother earth. And also that part of that is that cycle of death that brings life. So there's always a growing up, maturing, and then dying, and then that waters the next cycle and the next cycle and the next cycle. And so, yeah, it's the reverence for the cycle, which includes death.
Yeah.
And so,
well, birth was terminal is one of my...
Birth was terminal. I don't really get that when you say
Well, when you're born,
the
last thing you're going to do after that is die.
Oh, okay.
And there's this phenomenon that you've seen your friends or family or you've heard about it if you haven't seen it, where if you go into the doctor and you get your test back and the doctor says, I'm sorry, you've only got 6 months to live and there's nothing we can do. We'll try to keep you comfortable. After the upset and the confrontation with your own mortality, most people let her rip and live a great 6 months. You know, the life they've always been going to live kind of happens in the moment they realize it's going to be over soon.
Right. So birth.
But that's kind of a blind spot because if you're breathing, the last thing you're going to do is stop breathing.
Yeah.
And none of us know when or how that's going to happen. So putting off the life we want to live until everything's just right and the savings is right where it belongs and the kids are where you want them to be. And you know, if you notice, life doesn't quite happen the way you plan it. So you may as well live now as though you are, in fact, going to die, because odds are you are, in fact, going to die. And I say that because I do have clients that are standing for another possibility where they may not have to die. But we'll see.
And so that's how the Pussy Talks got birth, because you said that I was withholding.
Yeah.
And what for? What's the point of doing that? Because there's just
someday
this
never happens, so now is the only time you're going to do anything. And now would be the only time you should pick up the phone or get on your computer and type in your questions to get you clear on what form of sponsorship would be appropriate for your commitment to this conversation getting all over the world. Because there's nothing less than that going on. I've been working with Mookie for a couple of years, and I can tell you, as long as she's breathing, and now that this is recorded way beyond that, this will be all that's going on, is how do you get this kind of information everywhere it belongs, every place it can heal, every place it can empower, and produce, literally, peace on earth, because we've tried everything else. It's time to do that.
Well said. Well said.
I'm just channeling you.
And, well, that statement, you know, when you first challenged me, it was probably the second session, and you said, hey, you're withholding. What are you? Well, you know, you didn't say, what are you withholding? You said, you are withholding.
Yeah.
And that's such a powerful question to ask. In fact, every day I use it a lot. Like, what am I withholding now?
Good.
What am I withholding now? And even when people have come to me with some dilemma or whatever related to them contributing in the world, it's such a simple question to ask. What am I withholding from humanity?
Your ecstasy, your magnificence, your brilliance. You're stronger than any pain you've ever had. All that is withheld. And the evidence is, needlessly, there is suffering. And there's suffering by little people we call children. And most women that see the suffering of a child, maybe all women, have an organic, natural response to that. So if woman did run the world, it might not work totally, but there'd be some things that would change overnight. And the needless suffering of children, I think, would be one of the changes that would happen almost overnight.
Mm. Yes, because there's something about being the physical bearer of life.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's somebody's child. That could be yours. I mean, it goes, there's no time that passes where direct connection, feeling, it's so big, though, the despair is hard to confront. It's so unnecessary and so much that it would take woman, capital letters all across, breathing through it to be able to deal.
Yes. Yeah. And There's a book that comes to mind. Oh, now I can't remember what it is.
Huh.
Half the Sky. It's called Half the Sky,
Which
is an extraordinary book. I have to recommend it to the listeners because each chapter is on what appears to be a totally hopeless situation, you know, in the third world, for instance. And it's a particular story about a woman in what to us would look like totally beyond redemption of any kind, and how one woman has turned whatever that situation is and made the difference, not just for the women in her community, but for the men and for the children. And then it's expanded out into global projects. So get that book, Half the Sky. It's excellent, excellent, excellent.
Half the Sky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good. So I know that we only have quite a short time before we finish. So
time disappears around you.
It does. It does. So I would like to let you know how to contact Kyle, because he does offer a complimentary session, because you could be a match and you may not be a match. Either way, you know, it's a good way to find out.
No harm, no foul.
So you can contact Kyle at impact2012@cox.net. And you can schedule a complimentary session that way. And also, I wanted to let everyone know, you know, on my travels, sometimes I do solo programs about the body wisdom of the feminine. You can see that at thepussytalks.com. And then sometimes I do women's programs with a wonderful sister of mine, Christine Vegan, who leads the Shamanic Dearmoring. And we have an orgasm weekend for women this weekend in Phoenix. It's really great hours, just 9:30 till 5 on Saturday and Sunday. And it's really a program to deal with, like, whatever the things are that are not working, first of all, in your body. Like, what are the experiences that are depleting your energy? What is it that you need to learn about your body? You know, we create a very beautiful space with an intimate group of women to go into that deeply. And, you know, Christine is one of the world's experts on orgasm also, and we love to work together. So you can see that at www.thepussytalks.com also. Then we have programs in Australia and New Zealand and, of course, in the USA. So the next Kwadushka programs, well, there's one here in January 2013 in Phoenix. Information's on the site. And then also Kwadushka 1, 2, and 3 in March and April 2013 in Australia. Now, that is a rarity, to be able to attend all three like that altogether, and especially because the teachers are going to be Bhati Thunderbear. Now, if you didn't listen to his interview, please go and do that. It's absolutely extraordinary. You'll totally get the flavor of being in the space with Bhati. And then Christine, who's rocking and rolling and fabulous, and then with myself. So all the information and links are there on the website too. So remember to continue this program in 2013. I need your support from listeners just like you. If you want to be mentioned on the program and on my website, I have very reasonable rates for that. Contact me at info@thepussytalks.com. And all you awesome networkers out there, can you help me to connect to some sponsors who would love to have over 200,000 people hear their message? Just contact me. And if you just want to make a donation, you can do that on the website as well. And post comments on the iTunes page. I would love to hear from you too. And if you're interested in being on the program, email me as well. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, you know. We can always make it happen, no matter where I am in the world, no matter where you are in the world. Let's see. So it's the end It's coming to the end of the year, 2012. Are you doing anything special on the, you know, that date, 12/20/2012,
I think it's 12/21/2012 at 4:21 a.m. is the winter solstice moment of time passage. And I think I'll be celebrating and launching a co-op post-prophetic media system.
Yes.
Yes.
What is it?
We gotta go. It's part of this is part of it. It's
a
membership owned media broadcast system.
I love it. Sign me up.
You signed up when we started.
Oh,
working
good.
Together.
I'm in it.
You're a charter member.
Oh, excellent. I love that. So, remember, you can always listen to this show online anytime. You can go to Voice America and Sex and the Divine Design, listen to it online anytime. You can download it for free through iTunes. Share this with your friends. This would be a gift to this program. It's just like share with your friends. And I always love I love to complete with a quote at the end of every show. So this one, again, is from Swami Shivananda Saraswati, and it's from a little program he writes, Guidelines for Spiritual Life. And he says, "Worship the Mother in all her manifestations. She is the creative aspect of the Absolute. She is symbolized as cosmic energy. The five elements and their combinations are the external manifestation of the Mother. Intelligence, discrimination, psychic power and will are her internal manifestations. Humanity is her visible form." Isn't that beautiful?
That's perfect.
And so we will meet you again next week, and please go and check out Mihirangi on YouTube and see her extraordinary performances on New Zealand's Got Talent. So have a wonderful evening or day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning in. Please join Mookie Okon for another edition of Sex and the Divine Design next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. We'll see you here next week.